wish we could make it easy. Easy to love him. Easy to follow him. But it's a struggle. And what's more, he allows us to struggle. God allows us to struggle because in many ways it's the only path from our will to God's will. It's the only path to that strange place of grace where we'll follow him wherever he leads us. One of the most powerful books I've ever read is a book called He Leadeth Me by Father Walter Chizik. Father Chizik was a seminarian in the 1920s, and Pope Pius XI had written a letter in 1929 to all the seminarians of the whole world asking for volunteers to become missionaries, to go into Soviet Russia, and to serve those who had fallen in the last 12 years under the Soviets, where all religion was being suppressed. And Father Chizik, with great excitement, very eagerly signed up, and he went to Rome and he learned Russian. He was American. He went, learned Russian, and he learned to celebrite the Byzantine Rite as well. And when World War II broke out in 1939 and the Red Army invaded Poland where he was at, it was his opportunity where him and another priest went into Russia. They were able to sneak into Russia. They were kidnapped. He was charged with being a Vatican spy. And he spent the next 23 years in Soviet prisons and in labor camps. His family and the Jesuit order back home, they had celebrated his funeral already. They hadn't heard anything from him. But he writes in this book, the subtitle, it's He Leadeth Me, an extraordinary testament of faith. He speaks in this book, this spiritual autobiography, how every step along the way, the faith that he had felt like it was being stretched to its breaking point. It was like the superficial and sentimental aspects of his faith were being stripped away at every step, and he was in a strange way being left with just the raw but very real core of his faith that God was building up within him. And the whole drama of this book, the whole drama and the whole conflict isn't between he and his captors. It's not him and the Russian soldiers. The conflict in this whole book is between his will and God's will. And how God is allowing him to struggle mightily every step that he goes, every further step that he follows God deeper into what he's asking him to do. It's a struggle. And he speaks about how even right after they went into Russia, with all this excitement about finally having to enter into the place where they knew it was going to be hard, but they could be great missionaries there, how the people who they encountered, who they were supposed to minister to, rejected them. How they found out right away that everything they're doing was just abject failure. And he said in the midst of this, it became this huge temptation to turn and to leave. It was this temptation, he said, which every person who's seeking to follow God will encounter in their life when they come up against the reality of what following God and seeking to do his will and follow him wherever he leads, what that actually means, not in sentimental nice, cheery, yay, God type way, but in the actual nitty-gritty in what God asks us to do. Every Christian will encounter this, and every Christian will encounter the temptation to either want to turn and to leave or just to slowly drift away as the wave after wave of struggle sort of come. But he writes about this. He says that this temptation, it's the temptation to say, this life is not what I thought it would be. This is not what I bargained for. It's not at all what I wanted either. If I had known that it would be like this, I would never have made this choice. I would have never made this promise. You must forgive me, God, but I want to go back. You cannot hold me to a promise made in ignorance. You cannot expect me to keep a covenant based on faith without any previous knowledge of the true facts of life. It's not fair. I never thought it would be like this. I simply cannot stand it. I will not stay. I will not serve. This is the same struggle, he says, that everyone who enters religious life with all sorts of excitement will encounter. Every marriage, once it passes the honeymoon phase, and every Christian will encounter struggle, but they'll encounter God allowing them to struggle. And this every parent knows, that with your child, you have to allow them to struggle as well. One of the things I'm most grateful to my parents for, one of the things I'm most grateful is they let me fall on my face time and again when I was younger. When I encountered failure and struggle, when I was in school, they didn't swoop in to save me. Oh, we don't want you to suffer at all. No, they let me go through it. And I'm deeply grateful for that. Because any parent who sweeps in to save their child from any struggle, you're setting up your child for not being able to deal with reality when you're not there anymore, which thank God you won't always be. But our Father, God, is a good Father, and He's a wise Father. And if in the midst of the temptation, the midst of the struggle, one prays, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. This was the prayer that Father Chizik had to come in back to time and again. It's the prayer that Jesus himself prayed in the midst of immense struggle. Lord, not my will, but yours be done. And when we pray that, God brings us to this strange place. He brings us to a strange place of grace. It's a strange place because it's a place where he is at the same time stripping us down. He's stripping us of our self-sufficiency so that he can build us up. Lord, not my will. I don't understand near as much as I thought I did. I am much weaker than I thought I could ever be. But your will be done. To experience in the midst of that God's providential care, God's faithfulness, and what he does in the midst of that is he builds up within a person a faith that is strong and one which will endure. That it's not that in the midst of the struggle God is distant, but he's very close within you and he's building something within you. God is a creator. He's an architect. And this is what he wants to do within your soul as well. And it's what he does within your soul. If you don't turn away from him in the midst of struggle, but instead to pray echoing the words of Jesus in his greatest struggle, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. It allows the creator to build up and to create within you a faith that is solid, that is real, that will endure. The prophet Isaiah, I'm a man of unclean lips, Lord, St. Paul, I'm the least of the apostles because I persecuted the church and now he's being sent to be the great evangelist. And Simon Peter, there's a guy who all through the Gospels, he's riding the struggle bus all the time, like nonstop. Read the Gospels and just see where Simon Peter is at all times. The Lord is allowing him to be struggling constantly. And here in the Gospel here as well, very simply at its face value, out fishing all night, caught nothing, exhausted. Jesus asked him, throw your nets out into the deep. He doesn't want to. There's nothing in his will that desires to do this. There's nothing in his will or what he knows thinking that this is going to be successful now. But he obeys. He listens to the Lord and he follows him. And there's the great catch. And he falls to his knees. He says, Lord, depart from me, for I'm a sinful man. That's not hyperbole. That's a strange place of grace. Where the Lord, who does that again and again within Simon Peter, is building within him a faith that is solid as a rock, so that he can be the rock upon which God will build his church, so that the storms and the waves that come will not destroy it, but instead it'll be a faith and a church built on that faith, which will endure through every wave, through every struggle. We want full nets. We want a life with every grace and blessing. But we don't want struggle. We want it to be easy. But God, what does he desire? What does he want? What does he want for you? He wants something hard. Meaning, he wants something solid. He wants to build within you a faith that is strong and real. That as he strips you down and builds you up, you'll be filled not with yourself, but with his grace. Filled with that to overflowing, so that you can follow him wherever he leads.